we have been since 8:30, going through the preliminary portion of our meeting, wherein we take a look at the day's events and prepare for County Commission. And this morning we have an individual with us for public comment. Sir, would you like to come up to the microphone? And if you will, state your name, and then we're ready to hear your comments.
Alrighty.
And I sure like that Mizzou hat.
That's from St. Louis. I'm Dave Schaefer, 260 Sunnybrook Drive, Branson. My wife and I moved here in 93 from Houston, and I'll admit that some of it was it's too hot down there in Houston, and there's no hills down there, and you get tired of that. But the main reason, every night on TV, we saw crime and mayhem in the Houston area. And we had been coming to Branson, all of us, both of us, my wife and I, all our lives. And in 93, everything was going on here. It seemed like a good place to come. We've been here ever since. It has been a good place to live. I sold hotels and motels until just a couple years ago when I retired. I want to talk about the possibility of having some type of regulatory control on rehabilitation houses. I see no reason that individuals that we don't even know who they are can work up a plan, recruit men and boys in other towns and cities, and bring them to this semi-rural area to live amongst us, and we don't even know that they're there. I want to start, though, with the one recently. A couple mine and my wife's age, stabbed, beaten, killed, 15 and 16 year old. You know, I haven't seen or heard near enough from anybody about, hey, that's a problem in our community. Because that is a problem. And at least with that, that was a boys' home. They knew it was there. Doug Rader is saying in this article in last Wednesday's paper, he has to do some hard thinking to come up to tell the rest of the community there something. He doesn't know what to tell them. I know what he's going to tell them, maybe not in words. When it's all said and done, I'm sorry, folks. I'm the sheriff. They called me after this act was done. That's the way it works. And that is the way it works. You call the sheriff after something happens. Before that, you go to your elected officials. And I'm sure hoping that we have elected officials who are concerned for the community and do not want to see men and boys brought here for rehabilitation purposes with drug, chemical, alcohol, and criminal problems and put into our neighborhoods, and we don't even know they're there. About 3 or 4 years ago, having been a realtor, another realtor in my neighborhood said, yeah, that house that just sold, she said it was Church Army. I've always thought it was Church Army. It's just a block from my house. After the problem down on 186, the home invasion down there, a friend of mine, in good faith, told me that Church Army is going to be having some problems because that was two of their boys that did that. I made some phone calls. Jimmy Russell, one of them, and he commiserates, but there's not a lot he can do. Brandon Williams was receptive and said, let's find out. He called a meeting, about a dozen of us citizens in Branson City Hall. And the guy from Church Army says, no, that wasn't our boys. Good. But he said, and I don't remember the exact number, 6 or 7 houses here, they do have them. And a block and a half from that house in my neighborhood, that's their house. There's probably 65 houses in our neighborhood. 65, 70, I haven't counted them. And we have 2. Or at least 2, I should say, shouldn't I? At least 2. We don't know, do we? Back then, I called Bob Axley and said, you're planning. How come we're not knowing these things going on? Why is this? I was on the planning commission here 3 or 4 years. You can't put anything around without having this place fill up with people that says, no, we don't want that liquor store or hardware store or Walmart. We don't want that here. It's bad for us. But they can bring criminals and drug addicts in and live right next to us. And nobody knows it. Nobody cares. You know, to me, that's not right. And so I just want to ask the commission. See, I don't know who to ask. I'm so thankful to Brandon. I've worked all my life. I've never been in politics. But I didn't know who to call. So I made a bunch of calls, and he responded. And then he said to me, you can come over here. Will this get anything started? I don't know. The newspapers seem loath to put stuff like this in their newspapers. Let the airport, the only private airport in the United States, run behind on its bonds, even though it's made a deal with the bondholders, and it's in every newspaper, and it's on TV, that they're probably going belly up. That's what newspapers and TV's like. So you don't have much of a chance when you're doing something like this. But I just say it is elected officials, and if elected officials don't have an interest in protecting their own community, it shouldn't be there. Bob Hules, a good friend of mine, said yesterday, you'll have a hard time. They're going to say they can't do anything. Well, I was thinking about that, though. I was a commercial realtor here for 20 years. I know a commercial business when I see it. Not a for-profit business. Doesn't have to be. Those are commercial businesses. You're talking right now, I just read in the paper, about a nightly rental. Individuals that want to rent out their bedroom in their house. We can regulate so many things. I'm on the board of the Humane Society, Shepherd of the Hills Humane Society in Branson. We have local, state, and federal regulations for dogs and cats. And tell me we can't regulate when some local, excuse my term, do-gooders, because they are trying to do good, and they're applauded for that, but that doesn't mean they always do good. But they come into our society, or they're from here, they bring other people in, and they're harmful. They at least need to be regulated. So I'm saying, those guys who work there, or live there, they get them jobs, they pay rent. That can be regulated. Anytime that you have an organization that buys a house for some other purpose than a single family residence, it's a special use permit. And all I'm asking is to look at it. You know, to look at it. Across the street from me, 2 elderly ladies in their mid-70s live. Next door to them, a single lady, both in big houses. She's 80, lives alone. It's just not fair. Branson does not want to be the dumping ground. I should say Taney County doesn't want to be the dumping ground for rehabilitation houses that other places have their planning and zoning set up that they're not so easy to get into. We're easy. So that's all I'm asking is you all consider something and talk about it. And I would like to see, you know, something reported, you know, that says, yeah, we're considering it, that it is a problem or it isn't. I don't know. Thank you.
Mr. Schaefer, we thank you for your comments, and you understand the restrictions we have from public comment and inability to respond unless we're agendized. However, Stacy, if you would, I would request that the county clerk's office prepare a transcript from the comments that Mr. Schaefer has given us and see that each of us get a copy. I'd like a copy forwarded to the planning and zoning administrator, to the sheriff, and to the prosecuting attorney. I would also like to send a copy of that to the county commission in Stone County.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schaefer.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, February 19, 2013, formally to order. And I'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley, if you'd come to the microphone. Everyone would stand, please.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you give us. We thank you for the great God that you are, Lord. We know that you care about us. We know that you cared so much that you sent your Son to die upon a cross. We pray, Lord, that you'd be with us today as we go about our business, that you give us guidance and wisdom, and particularly the leadership, dear Lord, not just of this county and the cities in this county, but all throughout the United States and throughout the world, dear Lord, to be with them. And just to put your hand on them, help them to make wisdom, wise decisions that would be pleasing to you. We pray for those that may need a healing hand, dear Lord. Lift those up to you, and we know that many may be bereaved, and we just lift those up to you also. We know that you are the great healer, the great comforter, and just pray that you would do your work there. We want to pray for those that are in harm's way, dear Lord, maybe just out of the country, wherever it is, dear Lord, that they're protecting our freedoms, that you be with them and be with their families. And we pray to the Lord again that you just give us guidance. And these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I'm not mistaken, we don't have any previous meeting minutes at this time. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks payable 332549 through 332613, warrants 5751, and transfer. Number on the transfer?
Journal entry.
Journal entry, excuse me.
For the transfer.
Journal entry for a transfer.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks numbered 332549 through 332613, warrant 5751, and a journal entry from the transfer station to Roden Bridge. As a point of clarification, that is for work that was done at the transfer station by Roden Bridge employees. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. agenda request review. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. There's just a couple of items to review for the upcoming week.
If I'm looking at number one, and that's the contract, is that not signed or scheduled to be signed this Thursday? I think it's on the agenda, is it not?
Is it? I don't.
Yeah.
You asked me to leave that on there.
Pardon?
Until we spoke with council.
Right, and we have scheduled it for Thursday, so it is okay. On the agenda. That's it. The sheriff's request, can we do that this Thursday? Is that all right? Court order is the same if we can do those on Thursday. You guys want to set up another short work session on agendas and procedures Thursday, Dan? Brandon?
That's fine. You just want to do that before 1:30 or you want to try and do it after that?
What have we got at that time?
We have to wait until 1:30 for the award recommendations.
Yeah. I'll just schedule that next would be all right, Vicki.
Okay.
At the end of whatever the day's activities are.
Okay.
End of the morning or end of the day?
Morning.
From my understanding, the 9:45 meeting on Thursday, isn't that going to take a good 2 hours plus?
Oh, that's right. That's where he's going to 2 to 3 hours.
We should do it following the award recommendation
at 1:30.
In the afternoon. Okay.
I thought we had a request for today, but I don't see it on the agenda for penalties and interest. I know that I received numerous emails regarding penalties and interest and a long email from the collector about taxpayers. But it's not here. See if that's something we could, if we're scheduled.
That may be in with court orders, the request. We can check, though.
Oh, for Thursday?
Okay, if it's not, let's make sure that we include it.
Okay.
I think we were waiting on something from the Wellness Center Committee. Is the Wellness, what's the name of the group that takes care of the...
The Wellness Center Committee.
Yeah. I think we were waiting on something, a recommendation
from them.
Linda, did you have something for us?
No.
Or something for future meeting? No? Okay.
Can we discuss that on Thursday? Recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't have anything else. Do you, gentlemen?
We are. What's our weather supposed to be like Thursday, by the way?
Nice.
For those who can't see, there's a lot of hand waggling going on.
If the ice comes in the way that they are stating, and they're saying it won't be a quarter of an inch, it'll be anywhere from a third to a half inch of ice, to be sure and watch the weather. So if if we have those kind of conditions, then that's something for the county commission to consider, a closing of the courthouse. I know that we've had conversations about snow and different reasons of why that we would have the courthouse closed. This would be something totally different. This means that people even trying to get in and out of the driveways, entering and exiting on foot to get into the courthouse would be something that might be a hazardous problem. So that would be something that would change the scheduling completely. And one thing, that would be one consideration that I would have on closing the courthouse. We need to have that discussion a little bit later today. Well, that'll be fine. But as we set up the agenda, I think it's a good time to bring it up.
Tell me what you want me to do with that.
Well, we'll just have to...
It's something we just have to address when it happens.
Yes, it's weather watcher, I mean, but that's what they're... this weekend, I mean, that's what they were anticipating.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Next agendized item is a presentation regarding the Enhanced Enterprise Zone. Jonas, would you like to join us? Good morning.
Good morning. Jonas Argus, Director of Taney County Business Development Partnership. Just want to take this opportunity to recognize officially on record that the Enhanced Enterprise Zone that we all worked long and hard on was officially approved by the Missouri Department of Economic Development on January the 17th of 2013. And on behalf of the partners and the partnership, we wanted to present this body with a token of appreciation. It is a framed and matted map of the actual zone itself that we would ask that you display proudly somewhere in the office or in the facility so people can see what the geographical map looks like. I know it's been printed and submitted in forms of media and everything, but I wasn't very good at wrapping Christmas presents, by the way. So, as you see, it's there's a plaque at the bottom that states Taney County Enhanced Enterprise Zone approved January 17th, 2013. Thanks to the cooperation and dedication of the Taney County Commission, the villages of Bull Creek, Taneyville, Merriam Woods, and Kirbyville, along with the cities of Rockaway Beach, Hollister, Forsyth, and Branson.
Oh, excellent.
And that's all we had, gentlemen, unless you have questions or comments.
Do any other members that are here have any comments that they'd like to make regarding the presentation of this map? I'd like to come down and look at it.
Again, I want to thank you from both personally and professionally and on behalf of the partners for all the work that this body put in, along with all the municipalities and villages.
While we greet those individuals that are here that have made this presentation this morning, let us stand in recess for 5 minutes.